Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that is good. Happy Labor Day to you. If you celebrate Labor Day, that is. There's a lot of people in other countries that listen to me. But happy Labor Day. And things are good. It's all in the way we look at things, how we, our perception of things. And so we got to look at things as good, correct? Correct. All right. Lots going on in my personal life. My dad is actually in the hospital at the moment, as well as my mom being in a nursing facility. That just happened yesterday. So I would ask for you to pray for both my parents at the moment and me. I would appreciate it. And so, because, you know, life is life, and we gotta roll with the punches, don't we? We're going to be talking about that a little bit today, about being flexible, about stretching, you know. And I remember when I was in, I took martial arts for a little bit. And when I was in martial arts, one of the things that we always did before we did anything was stretch. One time I forgot to stretch, and that wasn't good. Stretching is very important when you do exercises, and you know, on your spiritual journey, you got to be flexible and be able to stretch. Okay, so we're going to be talking about that a little bit today on the program. There's a lot of stuff coming up in September right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. I am super excited. Right now, our schedule for September is full. We have several guests. I'll be teaching, just so you'll know what our schedule is like. I'm going to be teaching normally when we get on, you know, past this Labor Day weekend. Normally, I'm going to be on myself. I'm going to be teaching on Wednesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. Central. And then we're going to have guests on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Okay? That's sort of what's ahead for Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to see who's coming up right away, you can go over to www.insightswithmichael.com. And if you hit the link button that says Spiritual Talk Radio right at the top there, it will take you over to Spiritual Talk Radio. And you'll see a new look over there for Spiritual Talk Radio. And you can look at a guest. And also information about how to call into the program and stuff like that. It's all over there. So that site's still being worked on, so there's some things that are not there yet, but a lot of things are. Go check it out. www.insightswithmichael.com is also where you can set up full readings with me, and all that stuff is over there, all right? And if you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do that today. Actually, usually it's 24-hour notice, but you can do that today. Also, I will tell you, our sale prices have been extended until the 9th. That is next Monday, then most likely those will go away. But I did extend them for another week, so if you would like to book a reading with me, they're half off right now. Okay, if I sound tired today, I am. you might want to just pray that I get some rest. I didn't sleep well last night, and plus I'm not feeling good myself, but I just need some rest, I think. All right? So, let's see. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll play an opening song. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. I see that Rose has a job interview tomorrow, so when we open with prayer in a minute, we'll be praying about that. Continue to pray for Rose and her family. She is settled. They do have a house and all that stuff. Now she needs a job. Okay? So we're going to believe that she gets one. All right? I'm sure she'd be happy about that. All right. So, all right. Let's go ahead and the one that I would tell you all, just continue to pray for our country. Continue to pray for situations in our world. There's just a lot of stuff going on right now, so just remember to pray for everybody and everything in every situation, all right? So let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. I thank you for strength that goes beyond our strength, understanding that goes beyond our understanding, and wisdom that goes beyond our wisdom. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for both my parents, and I ask that you would be with them today. This is new for them, not to be together today. So I just pray that you would touch my dad's foot, be with my mom, and continue to heal both of them and continue to work on their lives. Give my family the strength to deal with the situations that we have to deal with right now, and guide us and direct us in everything that we do and everything that we say. And Father, Mother God, right now I ask that you would touch my body. I didn't realize how tired I was until just a few seconds ago. So touch my body. I would appreciate it. And Father, Mother God, I pray right now that you would help me move completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother God, right now, I turn my focus to the people that are listening to my voice right now, the awesome people that listen to this show, live and archive, and appreciate it so much. And Father, Mother God, right now, I pray that you would help them in every area of their life, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I pray that you would bless them abundantly and overabundantly, that you would meet every need they have, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever need that is, that you would meet that. Also, Father, Mother God, right now, I ask that you would continue to stretch all of us, continue to as we stretch, we grow. And if without stretching, our muscles don't grow. We have to stretch. Mother, Mother God, we just thank you for the times of stretching that you bring into our lives. For in those moments, you're with us, because you said that you would never leave us, you would never forsake us, that you were always with us. That you're in complete control of every situation and every circumstance. You already know what's ahead. And so that's an awesome thing, and we just need to lean upon you. Father, Mother God, right now, I pray for Rose that tomorrow as she goes on this job interview, that first of all, that you would calm her nerves. I know Rose, she'll be all nervous. Just calm her down. Just let her breathe and let her be Rose. And I believe that you will open the right door for her. If it be this or be something else, I pray that you would open the right door for her. And Father, Mother God, be with her son as he goes to school and that whole situation that he will be facing in his life. I also pray that you would continue to bless our country, that you would help the leaders of our country have clear minds, and that they don't react to issues, that they respond in a way of love and light and peace. And that's hard to do sometimes, I know, but let them figure out ways how to do that. Okay? And surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. Let's go ahead. We're going to do things a little different today. We're going to go ahead and actually start with a phone call. And then I'll play an opening song here. Let's go ahead and say hi to Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
I am picking my son up. He's an adult.
Okay.
From detox and taking on Wednesday and taking him back to a place, a community that works with people that are struggling with substance abuse issues. Do you see this working for him this time around?
Okay. I don't want his name, his whole name on air, but could you give me the initial of his first name, please?
C.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay. I believe so. The one thing that he needs to do here is really be careful of the people he hangs out with. I feel like the people he hangs out with really has a tendency of enabling him and allowing him to do things that they know that is not good for him, because they do the same thing. Does that make sense? I just feel like he's around some people that just are not good for him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that he can make better choices. I believe that he will make better choices, and that's what I'm going to be manifesting for him and for you, because this is not the first time here. I mean, this is not the first time that you face this with him. And so I really feel like that this time around, I do feel like he has a better attitude. I feel like that he's more focused this time. So I do feel like that he will make those tough decisions that he's going to have to make, because one of them is that he's going to have to really look at who's around him and make better choices there. And if he can do that, which he's very able of doing that, then I believe that he can turn his life around. And I believe this is his wake-up call. You know, I feel like that this is a very important step in his journey, you know, because, you know, he's been having this struggle back and forth for a while, but I definitely feel like that Spirit is going to bless him, and I do feel like that if he makes those hard choices and those hard decisions that he can get through this and be a more positive person, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in, and I'm sorry you're going through this, but, you know, like I said, you know, I believe that Spirit will help him through this, and everybody makes choices, you know, so he just needs to make better choices and better decisions. And you know, the one thing I also will tell you, there's a lot of emotional pain inside of him that he's just running away from, and that's what's causing him to run to these substances that he does. Because he's just running away emotionally. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get him in to see a drug treatment counselor that's supposed to be pretty good in the area that he lives in.
Yeah, and that would be a really good thing, because he needs somebody that he can talk this stuff out with. And until he can find that, you know, I feel like that this will be a yo-yo if he doesn't get that. But this yo-yo can stop this time. And so that's what we're going to see, okay? We don't want to see the yo-yo again. We don't want to see him go into rehab and out of rehab, back into the situation, back into rehab. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to see this cycle again. Because it's taking its toll on his body physically. And, you know, even though he's a little young, you know, it's still taking its toll. And it's actually aging him. So we want him better, and that's what we're going to be manifesting, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
No problem. All right. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
No problem. Glad you called. All right. A lot of people probably don't even know I'm on right now, but that's okay. You'll find me here in a minute. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. If you would like to be a part of the program, I would love to talk to you. 347-327-9316. You know, let's go ahead and pray for Sharon's son right now. I'm just being tapped to do that. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that there is nothing that Spirit can't do. Do you know that? There is nothing that Spirit can't do. I want you to just think about that for a minute. You know, think about the most challenging thing in your life and the things that you face, and that, you know, but there's nothing that Spirit can't do. Just wrap your head around that for a minute. You know, Spirit can do amazing things. You know, and so we got to allow Spirit to do amazing things. And we're going to allow Spirit to do amazing things right now in this situation. And then we're going to pray for another situation that Spirit reminded me I need to pray about. So, but let's go ahead and pray for Sharon's son right now, and that, you know, this cycle of addiction, this cycle of running away from himself and running away from situations in his life, that this situation comes to a halt. You know, there's always those moments in our life that Spirit gives us those wake-up calls, you know, that says, hello, you need to change things. And this, I believe, is his wake-up call. And so so let's pray right now. Father, Mother God, I thank you for Sharon. I thank you for her son. And I know that she loves him a lot. And, you know, this has to be hard on her, him going in and out and dealing with these. And, you know, when people deal with addictions, you know, when we love them, it's hard on us because we don't know how to help. You know, we do everything we can, you know, and all we know how to do now is pray and turn them over to you. And that's what we do right now. You know, I don't know this person, but I know that we're all connected by the same spirit within us. And so I pray right now that you would move in his life, that this would be the end of this cycle, that, you know, that he would come out of here and go into a better situation in his life and turn his life around. It'd be awesome, Father, Mother, God, for Sharon to call me here in a couple of months and say, man, he's doing so awesome. And you know, he's turning his life around. He's done this. He's done that. That'd be awesome. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I manifest that into his life. I've had a little addiction problems, nothing like probably what he's facing. But Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would just touch him right now and that you would break this cycle. Archangel Michael, I ask you to come forth right now. And I ask you to get your sword ready for me, please. And I want, on the behalf of Sharon's son, I want everybody to do this with me. We don't know his name really, but we know that he's Sharon's son. Spirit knows his name. Spirit knows exactly where he is right now, and that's an amazing thing too. But we're going to cut this cord. He's not really able to do it very well right now, and so he needs us to step in and help him. Okay, and we don't need to know his name. We don't need to know him. But we know love. And love has no limitations. Love has no limits. So we step in for him into this place where he just cannot help right now. And so, but he's trying. And that's a good thing. So Archangel Michael, on the count of three, guys, I want you, anybody listening to my voice right now, I want you to take your right hand. Raise it up. We're going to help Archangel Michael cut this cord of addiction. So I want you to raise your hand and believe. Okay? I don't want you to go through the motions here, guys. I want you to actually believe that we're about to cut a cord. Okay? Because this is important. If you don't believe this is possible, please don't do this. But I want you to step in a place of belief for him. Okay? All right, don't just go through the motions. Let's believe this cord can be cut, okay? We've been going through the motions too many times in our lives. Let's not go through motions today. Let's go into a place of belief, okay? So raise your right hand in a chopping motion. Okay, get ready to chop. We're going to count to three, and then I want you to chop the cord with me and Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, you ready? All right, here we go. One, two, three, and we cut the cord of addiction for this person right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this. And Archangel Michael, we thank you for your assistance. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. I believe it's done, guys. I believe it's done. I'm thinking spirit. It's done. I don't know, but I just saw when we were doing that, I just saw. I had a friend one time, a really close friend of mine. Actually somebody I dated for a little bit. And he had an addiction problem. I loved this guy with everything that was inside of me. I did. I'm not going to say his name on air, almost did, but I don't think I want to do that. You know, he just had a problem, and you know, he fought it and just had a hard time breaking it. And I just couldn't stick with him. I had to make the choice of what was best for me and what was best for him. And I told him one day, I said, you know, so-and-so, I just can't do this. I love you, but I love you enough to let you go. And if you're supposed to come back, you will, and if you're not, you won't. But I just can't deal with this. And sometimes we got to let people go. There's a point where we just have to hand them over. You know, and I honestly still will tell you I care about this person with everything inside of me. And I don't know if he broke this addiction. I don't think so at the moment. But, you know, he just got to do his journey and his path. And, you know, I wish him well, and I hope that he gets well. So, all right. We didn't open with a song yet. We haven't pulled a card for the show yet. We haven't done a whole bunch of things yet. But if you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. You can go to www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set up a reading over there, learn about me, go over to Spiritual Talk Radio, and look at the site. You can do all kinds of stuff over there. I want to pray for another. He's really young that we're going to pray for here in a minute. I want to tell you a little bit about this little boy. I don't know him again. I don't know him personally. But I don't need to know him personally to be connected to him. And but I know that my sister, when my nephew was very young, I had a nephew that was born with a water on his brain, and he struggled constantly with surgeries, constantly replacing the shunt that was inside of him. And, you know, a battle most of his childhood. And so, but this little boy, I want to tell you about him. His name is Chandler, I hope I get his last name right, Baston. Doesn't matter if I get his last name right. But his first name is Chandler. And Chandler was born in 2011. He's 2 years old right now, and he has a heart defect. There's no way I can pronounce this name of the heart defect that he has, but he has a heart defect, and he faced many surgeries. You know, right after his birth, he had his first open heart surgery. Can you imagine? He's just born. I want you to visualize for just a minute a baby that's just born. 2 weeks later, he's having his first open heart surgery. You know, they're doing everything they can to help him. And, you know, this has to be hard on his parents. I cannot imagine. You know, you have a two-year-old son, and you know, he's already had open heart surgeries. He's, you know, he's just a little fighter, I guess. But you know, he needs our help and our prayers. And but you know, he's had lots of surgeries here. 9 months after 9 months of his life, he's had his second open heart surgery. And he suffered many complications during and after the surgery. His recovery was very difficult, but after 34 days, the family got to bring their baby home once again. In July and again in December of 2012, he had a heart cath procedure to help his artery growth. The cath procedures were not successful. And now Chandler is facing his third open heart surgery at the age of 2. Okay, I want you to imagine this little kid. Okay, he's 2 years old. He's had 2 open heart surgeries already, facing his third, and they're really having a hard time helping him. This is a very complicated case. They're going to have to take him to a hospital in California. They live here where I live, in the area where I live. And they're going to have to take him to California to a hospital up there, a children's hospital. And, you know, this is going to cost money to do this. What I'm going to do is, if you get a reading with me, this week, and please listen to what I'm about to say. If you get a reading with me this week, I'm going to donate $10 of that reading towards this kit. Okay? So $10 of your reading will go towards expenses for Chandler. Okay, also the other thing that we're going to do is if you would like to send in donations to him, you know, write me and we'll hook you up with the right people to talk to, okay? So if you would like to help Chandler with expenses and you have some money laying around and this story's touching your heart, contact us at youareawakening@gmail.com. I have phone numbers right in front of me of people that I can get in contact with. We could get you, there's a bank that you can make direct deposits to. So, you know, I just ask that you would help, okay? We're going to go ahead and pray for Chandler right now, and then we're going to pull an opening card, and then we're going to do our opening song, and then we're going to do the show. All right. So, just a lot of stuff to pray about. All right. But his name is Chandler, and so just remember him in your prayers. Let's go ahead and pray right now. Father, Mother, God, I don't understand this. But I also know that you have him. You know exactly why he's going through this. And there has to be a reason. There has to be a purpose. There has to be lessons that he's trying to teach us and the people around him. But Father, Mother, God, he's just a little guy. And I have his picture in front of me. And Father, Mother, God, right now I'm going to put my hands on his picture. And I just ask that as I do so, that I'm going to use this as a point of contact, that if this is your will, then I'm going to ask for a miracle here. I remember one time, Father, Mother, God, there was a minister that had heart problems, and the church band together and prayed, and they went in and his heart was perfect. There's nothing that you can't do. You know, you made blind people see through Jesus. You made deaf people hear through Jesus, through his ministry. There's nothing that you can't do. So today, I stand right now before you for Chandler. And I ask that you would touch him. So we're going to pray right now. Father, Mother, God, right now I just thank you for Chandler and his family. And I thank you for placing him on this planet for a time like today. Because I believe in miracles. I've seen them in my own life. I've seen them in other people's lives. And today, as I bring Chandler's energy right before me, I step in for him and for his family. And as I put my hands on Chandler's heart, I speak wholeness and health into every artery, into every muscle, into his heart. I speak healing into Chandler's heart. I speak healing into Chandler's heart. I speak healing from the top of his head to the soles of his little feet. I speak healing into Chandler. I want to hear an amazing report when he goes to see the doctor. Next time that they look at his little heart, they're going to see something totally amazing. They're not going to have an explanation. Because I believe that you can create in him a whole heart that doesn't have these problems. I believe in miracles. And I thank you for moving in his behalf. An angel agrees with me. For healing for Chandler. And we thank you. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Okay. I promise no more emotional stuff as far as I know at the moment. So, hey. You know, we got to do what we got to do, right? Hold on for a minute. I need a drink, guys. You know, life is just life. And, you know, we just don't never know what, you know, again, it goes back to stretching. You know, I don't know why this little boy is facing this, but they're trying to stretch something in his family, this belief, you know. And this is what we have to do. We have to remember in every situation in our lives, Spirit's trying to teach us something. You know, and in this situation, you know, with these prayer requests today, I believe that Spirit is teaching us that we can go into a place of faith, that we can step in where other people can't step in sometimes for themselves. Because we're in this together. We're in a huge, gigantic world together. But the one thing that unites us and the one thing that brings us together is love. It's the glue that holds us together. It does. We can, through faith, we can do amazing things. Through Spirit, we can do amazing things. So if you need a miracle in your own life today, step out. Because I believe today's miracle day. I believe that, you know, I'm going to hear reports of miracles today. You know, we got to put a little bit of muscle behind our prayer sometimes. That little bit of, we got it. You know, I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and I'm used to that thing, you know. So, you know, we got to step out there. We got to believe. You know, there was a time in my life that I just believe. You know, when I pray, I believe. I believe that it's done. You know, when I say it's done, it's done. I believe it was there inside of me. And that's what we got to do. We got to put, it's called manifesting, guys. That's what it's called. So, all right. I promise we're going to start the show. I guess we've already started, but just, there's just a few steps that we go through here. Card for the show today is from my Gaia deck, and it's the apprehension card. And it talks about moving out into the world, doubt and fear. We got to get that out of the way. You know, that doubt, that fear, saying, okay, well, we can't handle this. You know, this is too big for us. There's nothing too big for us because we are powerful spiritual beings. We just got to learn how to tap into the power within us. You want a new job? Manifest you a new job. You want a new house? Manifest you a new house. You need some money? Manifest some money. Let's manifest stuff. Let's bring stuff into our lives. Let's stop being afraid. Let's stop having an apprehension. And let's move out into the world and say, you know what? Here I am. You know, I got a reading a few months back. And during the reading, one of the readers said, you know, that I need to be more visible. And that's what we need to be. You know, it's time for us to come out of the shadows. It's time for us to shine bright. It's time for us to say, you know what? We got this. We can handle this. Friday, I'm going to be teaching. It's not on the show page yet. But I'm going to be teaching Friday of, you know, about fear and you know, not working in that place, but working in a place of faith. And that's what we need more and more. We need to get past the doubt. And a lot of that is self-doubt. A lot of that is doubt in ourselves that, you know, Spirit's called us to do something, you know, as they equipped us. Okay, first of all, Spirit wouldn't call you to do something if Spirit's not going to give you the ability to do it. That would be a little weird. Okay? If Spirit's calling you to be a healer, then you have that ability inside of you. If Spirit's calling you to be a medical intuitive, then Spirit's got that ability inside of you. If Spirit's calling you to be a psychic medium, you got that ability inside of you. Following what I'm saying? You got that ability inside of you. Alright? Alright, let's go ahead and we're going to open with this song. And you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls are next, I promise. 347-327-9316. We'll be right back after this song. I need a break for a minute.
Remember you and your family
and
my prayers.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to know, what does Spirit say about my love life? I have been single for quite a long time.
Okay.
And my daughter's gone, dropped off at college maybe a week or so ago, so I'm ready to get out there.
You're ready to stretch your wings a little bit, see what's out there. Okay. And that's what Spirit wants you to do. Spirit wants you, you know, it goes back to the card that we pulled for the show today. You know, not to have that doubt, not to have that fear. You know, anytime, you know, that we step back out there, you know, we have a little bit of apprehension, because there's, anytime you step out, there's always that chance, you know, that you could get hurt, you know, because you're opening yourself up. And you know, not just in a relationship, but to anything. But I definitely feel like that there is somebody coming into your path. I will tell you that. Definitely see that. I would see around about November of this year somebody popping in here. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't go out, have some fun, you know, meet some people, get yourself out there. They're not going to come knocking on your door, I'll tell you that. Okay, you know, they're not going to knock. They're not going to knock on that door and say, hi, but they're not going to do that. But you know, so you got to get yourself out there a little bit, and that's a little nerve-wracking for you. Definitely somebody coming around November. Definitely see a serious relationship for you developing next year. So that's a good thing. You know, don't be afraid. You know, there's going to be a little bit of hiccups here and there. Until you find the right guy. You know, is this right guy coming into your path in November? I don't know. I will tell you that there is somebody coming in. But you know, there are going to be, you know, some people that you meet along the way, and you're going to go, no, you know. But you will find that fit. I it looks like you're probably going to meet a couple of guys here, you know, go out, have some fun. That third guy that you meet along the way here, I feel like there's going to be the solid guy. So that's not going to take long. You know, you're going to have a couple of guys, you know, you go out with, you know, have some fun with, but, you know, they're not the ones. And it's okay to have fun. But there definitely is somebody that is more solid. I would say by the end of the year, and I'm going to say that you will meet him in November. So there's going to be a few guys, you know, here, you know, coming up here September, October. And then the third guy you're going to meet in November. I feel like that somebody's going to introduce you. I feel like a friend's going to introduce you. So that's how you meet them. I feel like it's an introduction of some sort. Because it's almost like you guys shake hands. And as soon as you shake hands, it's like this magical spark. So that's going to be – it's going to be sort of funny. All right, so – but he's a really funny guy, a very good sense of humor. One thing I like about him, he's really funny. So he's making me laugh, actually. His energy is, anyhow. But he's just really awesome guy. And you need that. You need that. You need that bubbly joy, because you haven't had that with some relationships in the past. And so he's going to treat you like you need to be treated. Awesome. And I don't see any problems. So that's an awesome thing. You know, with any relationship, communication is always the key. You know, as long as you keep that open, I don't see any problems. But, you know, just keep moving forward. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, and that's what we got to do. You know, sometimes we just got to step out. You know, we got to just say, hey, you know, I'm tired of being lonely. I'm talking to myself right now, actually. You know, hey, I've not been dating for a while. And I'm looking for somebody to communicate with, to talk to. We all need that. You know, it's a big, huge world. And sometimes, you know, it gets a little lonely in this big, huge world. So you got to step out. You got to make yourself available. And you know, the one thing that's been holding me back might be holding you back as well. You know, the fear of getting hurt. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to feel rejected. Nobody wants to go through those things. But, you know, the thing is the only way that you're ever going to not get hurt or rejected is stay in your house and stay in your little box, and I don't think anybody wants to do that, do you? You don't want to stay in your house the rest of your life. That's no fun. So if you venture out of your box, there's a chance that you might get hurt, but there's also a chance that you might find that awesome person that is just going to light your world up. And you're never going to know until you venture out. A turtle can't move until he sticks his head out. It's just impossible. All right, let's talk to 604. Could you please say your name out loud for me, please?
Hello, Michael. It's Charlene.
Hi, Charlene. How can I help you today?
Not sure if I want to ask, but three things that are burning for me, and there's a little bit of dysmorphia I have going on that I'm trying hard to work through. My love life and my finances. So you can decide, and I'm fine with that.
Okay. Let's see what spirit wants to focus on. Okay. I mean, I'm getting a little bit of an echo. I think it's on my end. I'm gonna close your mic just so I don't have that echo. Okay. But you're still on air. Okay. All right. All right, because that way I don't have that feedback, and because it was distracting me a little bit. But let me go ahead and focus on this. I'm probably gonna have to open your mic up again, but because I'm gonna have to ask you some questions. But I think Spirit wants to focus on your love life and your finances. I'm gonna have to open your mic because I have to ask you a question. Hold on. Also, why would I see a move? Why I keep seeing a move with you.
Oh, well, I moved a couple of months ago, and the man I'm seeing, his business has closed, so he's kind of in transition. So he may be moving in with me. I'm hoping he is, but
okay, yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a move. That's why I had to open your mic because I kept seeing this guy, and I'm going to tell you what I kept seeing. Okay, what I saw was a guy packing boxes and putting them in a truck and moving them towards you. So that's a good thing. I hope.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes,
all
it
right. Okay. Because it's been a while. This is. I'm going to have to close this for just a second.
Hold on.
That's okay. No problem. I'm just getting a little bit of feedback, and it's distracting me a little bit. But the one thing, you've been waiting for this for a while, and this is time for you to love. This is time for you to open up. Don't be afraid. The spirits tell me don't be afraid. You know, there's a little bit of apprehension here, you know, but this is a gigantic step. And he loves you like crazy. I'm going to tell you, I see fireworks. I just see amazing things here. And so this is just a really awesome thing. So don't be afraid, okay? And I'm going to open your mic up. But, you know, it's just an amazing time. As far as your finances go, they're going to be improving towards the end of the year.
Okay.
All right.
Michael, I sent you an email, and thank you for that. That you have no idea. I've been waiting 13 years almost. And there's the story.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
And thank you. So you, some time ago, I'd spoken to you, and you mentioned you were having some issues. I did email you. I did try and call. I am so happy and honored to work with you if I can help you. So, again, it's Charlene, and on the G, it's with the S at the end at gmail.com. So I will try you again if you'd like.
Yeah. Reach out to me again through an email. I think we went through our emails just recently, and some people didn't get transferred, and I think you got lost along the way. So write me an email, okay?
I would love to, and blessings.
Okay.
Thank you for that message.
No problem. All right, bye-bye. Yeah. Oh man. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I wish you could see what I'm seeing, Charlene. It's just like I keep seeing my little angels. They're shooting off rockets and they're bursting up in the air and they're like these gigantic hearts. And it's just like just overpowering love that is coming your way. So just step into that. And then my spirit guide, he's got like bags and bags of money, and he's throwing them in the air, and just money's falling all over the place. And so, you know, you're going to have what you've always wanted. Just keep manifesting that. Keep drawing that to you. Because this is our time. This is our time to step in to what we've always wanted. We have been limiting spirit, my friends, too long. I'm getting so excited right now. because I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling. I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling. But we've been limiting spirit for way too long. It is time for us to stretch that manifesting muscle and manifest what we want. We're sick and tired of other stuff going on in our life. Why aren't we manifesting something different? You know, I asked myself that a couple years ago. I didn't like some things going on in my life. And I was like, okay, why am I settling for this? Why are we settling for less than what we deserve? Why are we settling? I'm sick of settling. I'm sick of, tired of getting the crumbs. I'm tired of it. I want all that Spirit wants for me, and I want all that Spirit has for you. That's why I do this show. Because I come here to educate you, to encourage you, and number one thing that I come here to do is to empower you, to give you back your power, and to say, you know what? Step into that. Step into that. We don't know what we can do until we try. There's nothing that you can't do, my friend. Nothing. If you want to go skydiving, great. You can do it. You want to go bungee jumping? Great. Do it. You can do anything that you set your mind to do. You got to set your mind to do it. Let's go back to that for a minute. We got to set our mind to do what we need to do. This is what I think is happening. This is what I think is happening with us. Please listen. For too long now, we have just let our minds run rampant, just in complete control of us and complete control of the situations around us, not never questioning anything that goes on in our head. We just go along with the programs that play. Something triggers a program, we just go along with it, and we never question it. Because it's always been that way for us. You know, that's what a lot of you, I can almost hear you thinking it right now. It's always been this way. It's always going to be that way. Yeah, if you continue on that cycle, yes. If you continue on the cycle of it's always been this way, things are never going to get different, things are never going to get better, then they never will. I'm going to be honest with you. They just won't if you stay on that cycle. But you're in control, not your brain. We got to set our mind to something new. If we don't like, okay, you wouldn't watch a boring program on TV and you're watching something on TV. Please listen. You're watching something on TV and you're going, man, I don't really like this. What is this anyhow? What am I watching? What would you do? If you're watching a program and you don't like what's going on the program, what would you do? You grab the remote, you push a different button, and you turn the channel. That's what we need to do with our thinking. A lot of us are going through programs that we don't like. We need to reach down inside of us to the spirit within us. We need to ask for the remote control, and we need to change the program. We need to say, you know what? I don't know exactly what you have for me, Spirit, but I'm willing to try a new program. I'm willing to try something new. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to say. It's simple, guys. All you got to do is say, I want something different. I want something new. I'm tired of the same old, same old. Spirituality is not rocket science. It's simple things. We've complicated it a little bit. We've complicated it a whole lot, actually. You know, guys got in there and they complicated things. They made it a little harder than it really is. It's not that complicated. It's just saying, hey, I want something new. I want something different. I don't like what's going on right now. You know, I'm tired of my relationship not having that spark that you used to have. I want to see a new spark. You know, I want a new guy. I want a new job. I want a new car. I want blessings so I can help others. You know, I want finances so I can help people like Chandler. Because there's a lot of you that story of Chandler touched your heart and you want to give, you just don't have it. But why not ask for some money to help? And not just, you know, Chandler's just one kid of many, guys. One kid of many that faces awful obstacles in their journey right now. Let's not say awful, challenging. Let's use the challenging word here. Challenging circumstances in their lives. You know, I go back to my nephew when he was young and the problems that he faced and how hard that was on his mom and his dad and on all of us to watch him with those challenges, those health challenges. Surgery after surgery that he faced. You know. So let's pray for finances so we can help people like that. And countless homeless people and people that are hungry. You know, right now there's somebody's belly that's going growling noises. They don't have any food. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just say, hey, you know, go around and say, hey, let me go buy you something to eat. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? You know how awesome that would be? Just to go up to the people, you know, you see somebody on the street that's a little homeless and you go up and say, you know what? How about you go with me to dinner? That'd be awesome. You know, we can do that. We got to manifest it. Got to manifest it. All right? Let's talk to Rose. Hi, Rose. Appreciate your help today. Hi.
Hey, Michael. No more stinking thinking. I love it.
I know. No more stinking thinking. I mean, no, whatever I just said. Yeah.
So, do you just have a general message for me, please?
General message, trust. Trust that everything's going to be...
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, trust that everything's going to be okay. You know, this is your moment, Rose. Let's look at something really quick here. Okay, you move back from Oklahoma. In just a few days, you have a place to live. You know, now you got a job interview coming up. You know, this is your moment. Step into it. This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your breakthrough moment. You know, no more the old Rose. No more that worry person. No more that stress person. You know, we're going to trust spirit. You know, that everything's going to be awesome for you. And step out into that. Because I believe it for you. I'm excited for you, actually. And, you know, I wish you could see what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you working. I'm seeing you go to work every day. Well, maybe not every day. You got to have some days off. But you know, you got to work. You know, because you know we got to pay bills and we got to eat and you know stuff like that. We got to buy clothes. And so you know, but I definitely see that for you. So keep seeing that, okay? But you know, the main thing here is just trust. You know, call upon your spirit guide today. You know. You know, the one thing that I would tell you, I've been on the other interviews. It can be a little nerve-wracking, but you're awesome. And what I want you to do tonight is I want you to see that you're awesome. Okay? I want you to go to mirror, Rose. Please do this. This is going to sound weird, but this is what I want. Spirit wants you to do this. I want you to go to mirror, and I want you to say, I am awesome. And I want you to really believe that and that you deserve to be happy. Okay? And so... You know, this is your time, you know, to be happy, to step into that, and be the Rose that I already see. You're an awesome person. So,
I'm, for some reason, I'm more excited than scared. I just feel like something good is coming.
This is your breakthrough. Yeah, this is your breakthrough. Yeah, this is just the beginning of breakthroughs for you. You're going to have other job offers. You know, this is the one thing that I see, Rose. The next year, you know, the last few months here and next year, it's going to be like blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. Anything that you want, you just have. And so you got to see that. You know, you got to see that. You know, and it is time. You've had enough struggles in your life. It's time for you to work in a place of faith and a place of trust, okay?
Okay, thanks for telling me that. I knew it, but it's so good to hear.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. I'm about to jump up and down. So I'm excited.
I like that.
Yeah, hey, you know, because I know, I've known you for a while. I've known the struggles you've had. And so I'm so excited. Those are over. You know, let's believe they're over. And let's manifest the life that you've always wanted, Rose, and more. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Michael.
I want you to dream bigger. Okay? This is great. You know, you got a nice place to live. You're going to have an awesome job. But I don't want you to give up dreaming. I want you to keep dreaming. Okay? Dream big. Okay?
Okay. That one I'm going to have to work on. But
okay. Yeah. Okay. Don't dream little. Dream big. All right. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. Yeah. I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and pray for Rose right now. And this interview goes well. And you know, that she don't have all those little... Have you ever been to an interview? You got those little jitter things going on, and it's like, oh my gosh. I've been to interviews. I know how that feels. So let's pray for Rose. Rose is an awesome person, and, you know, she works the phones here with me, and she's a blessing, not just to this program, but to my life. You know, she just is. And let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Rose, and thank you for everything that you do in her life and what you've already done. Just taking her from Oklahoma back to Las Vegas, that was a blessing in itself and a miracle in itself. And then to let her find an awesome place to live in just a few days, and you know, for things to start falling in place for her, this is just so awesome. We're thankful right now, Father, Mother, God, for the things you've already done in Rose's life in just the last few days here, and this job interview, man, off the hook. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for what you're going to do tomorrow or in this interview and in her life. And I'm just so excited. I can see little angels with party hats and little horns and balloons, and everybody's just celebrating on the other side because this is her moment. This is her time to step in to an amazing blessing, way beyond anything that she could imagine, anything that I can imagine. This is her moment, and it's about time. It's about time that it's her moment. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for her, and I pray for her son, and I pray for her daughter, and I pray for all these relationship issues that you just fix these. And, man, just bless the socks off of her because she loves you so much, and she's an awesome spiritual being. So just bless her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you for it. And I say namaste, and I say amen. All right. Man. You need something from Spirit, you better call in here. 347-327-9316. I'm just telling you. 347-327-9316. We're going to keep on rolling. Hi, 352. Can you say your name for me?
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How can I help?
I wanted to ask you, I met a person, and I wanted to know what is the purpose of me help meeting her? I mean, because it's like one in a million. So, like, what do you feel that, like, should I be helping her? Is it supposed to be me helping? Is she supposed to help me or what?
Okay. So I got a question for you from Spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Why are you a little nervous about this? You just don't know how this is going to fit? Or why are you so nervous? Because I feel a lot of nervous energy with this.
I don't know what you know,
she just like popped into your path. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
And so when people pop in our path, we go, okay, why are they here? You know, the one thing that I really feel like here is that you guys are going to learn from me. You're going to learn from each other. It's like you're going to teach her things and she's going to teach you things. So you're going to help each other. To answer your question, you're going to help her and she's going to help you. So that's why she's in your path. The one thing that also she's in your path to help you with is just these trust issues you have. Because, you know, a lot of times you think, okay, why is this person in my path? You know, what do they want from me? You know, it's like, you know, anytime what does this person want from me? She probably doesn't want nothing from you. You know, she just wants to be there. So I would just let her be there and just see how this develops. But right now, I would tell you that she's just there to teach you some life lessons and as well as you helping her. So that's what I'm seeing right now.
She is, should I say, like, someone famous that...
Okay. Yeah. She's gonna help you financially as well. I would just let this unfold, okay? The thing here, what I would do is just say, okay, I just want this to unfold the way it should. Because the one thing you're trying to figure this out, and you're not gonna figure this out. Spirit's got a big plan here, yeah. And so just let it unfold. Just say, hey, Spirit, whatever you want out of this, I want. And, you know, a lot of times our heads get in the way here. I would just say, you know, hey, this is awesome. I'm going to just let it unfold. If she wants to help me, that's great.
Right.
Because it's going to be an awesome blessing. Yeah.
She's the kind of person, okay, let me put it this way.
Okay.
She loves her money. You can tell she loves her money.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? But I didn't see her as the kind of person who gives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's your judgment on her. That's not her. That's how you're viewing her, okay? But that's not really... Deep down inside, she really does help people. I really do think that. I think that she helps a lot more people than what people think that she does. And, you know, there are some people that give that don't want to ever know that they're giving. You know what I'm saying? And so that's how I think she is. She's more the kind of person that would slip you some money underneath a table or something. She doesn't want to be flashy about it. But also, yeah, she loves her money. She wants to be sure that she puts it in the right hands. She's just not going to hand her money over to just anybody, because she's worked really hard to get the money she has.
Right, and I believe that part.
Yeah, and so she's just not gonna give her money just to any person out there. So I believe that she's in your path for a reason. I believe that she will help you. Okay, but I gotta move on. But I do appreciate you calling in. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I do gotta move on. I'm sorry, but I got several other
calls. No problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Thanks.
No problem. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but I just have to move on. I mean, I wish I had, you know, a lot of time and I could just keep on talking and talking. But, I got some other callers and, you know, other stuff that Spirit wants to do. So we just got to keep on moving. Hold on for just a second. Okay, please listen to me very carefully. All right. Thank you, Rose. I saw it. Please listen to me. And this might be somebody that's already called in. If this is you, please call back. Or if you know somebody like this on the other side. I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling. And this is you or you know somebody on the other side. Please call me. But all of a sudden, I'm seeing like this mass. in my stomach area. It looks like it covers almost my whole lung area. It's like something with lungs. So this is either somebody that, okay, this is a spirit on the other side. We're going to go with this is a spirit on the other side. This is somebody, a gentleman. Okay, we're going to narrow this down, guys, so just stay with me for a second. This is a guy on the other side. Feel like he's a grandfather to you. Worked in mines. This is mine stuff. This is black lung. Okay, this is what he just told me, black lung. So if you know somebody that passed from black lung or has black lung, they still could have black lung. I mean, they still might be alive. I don't know. But I'm going to go with black lung. They either have black lung or they died from black lung. If this is you, please call me. 347-327-9316, black lung. 347-327-9316. Let me slow my tongue down for just a second. 347-327-9316. I get so excited. I don't know that I'm talking so fast. I remember when I was a kid, I always watched John Edwards. John Edwards, man, trailblazer guy. I mean, awesome. I mean, you know, I know that maybe he's had some problems along the way and maybe he got off path a little bit, but that's, you know, he's back on path and that's all that matters. You know, I think that a lot of times we forget when people get off path and they get back on path. We just focus on the time when they're off path. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. You know, I think that a lot of times we forget the good, you know, that people do. You know, we get caught up in what I call the gossip thing. It's like, oh my gosh, did you hear this? We get caught up in that. And then we roll with it, and a lot of times we're rolling with something that we don't even know what we're rolling in. I remember one time I was building a snowman, and I wasn't really paying attention, and I was just rolling the snowball. You got the picture? Yeah. All right. So be careful what you're rolling in. All right. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. All right. Julie, you're on there with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
I've got a question. I've been actively looking for a job for close to 4 years now. I do meditate. I do try to channel. I try to do all the right things, and yet nothing's happening. I'm going, okay, what's the block? What's the problem?
Yeah, let's kind of figure it out together really quick here, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you. There is a block. When I first started talking to you, I'm working as fast as I can on this already. But as soon as I started talking to you, my spirit guide showed me little wooden blocks, okay? And so that's always showing me spiritual blocks. This is the symbols that he uses to get my attention. So I will tell you, there's definitely a block. Let's see what this is, okay? So this is like 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can figure out what this is. And I might need to talk to you off air because I don't know. But let me see if I can get this, okay? Because it feels like something's blocking me. I don't think you're doing it consciously, but there's something blocking me right now from your energy field. So what I need you to do is to help me a little bit, because I will tell you something's blocking me right now. Mm-hmm. So what I need, and you're not doing this on a conscious level at all, so don't feel bad. This is not you at all. This is on a subconscious level. Something just went up and blocking me from you. So what I need you to do is close your eyes for me for a minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to relax. Just breathe in and breathe out with me. Let's not worry about your question right now. Let's just get you relaxed, okay? And this will help me. Just keep doing that. Keep your eyes closed. Okay. All right. That helped. Thank you. You can open your eyes if you want. Okay. I'm tapped into you now, so that helped. Thank you. Okay. Let me see. Okay, why would I see fear with you? Are you pretty fear-based?
I try not to be.
Okay, but there's a little bit there because you try not to be. So there has to be a little bit there. Otherwise, you'd say, no, absolutely no fear. But there's a little bit of fear. We all have that. but there was something you said. This is what's created this. There was something that you said when a couple years ago, when things were not moving, when things were not opening up. There's something that you said out loud, and this is what I'm trying to find out, because this is what's created this. There was something you said about yourself, or you know, you said something like, okay, maybe I'm not smart enough, or I'm not capable, or something's wrong with me, or something like that. Is that make any sense to you? Because I feel like that you're internalizing this, that you're feeling like there's something wrong with you. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I could be off. That's just what I'm picking up. This could be, again, this could be on a subconscious level that you're not even aware of. Okay? So I'm just sticking with this for a minute. Okay? But if it doesn't make sense, it's okay. And it's okay for you to say it's not making sense. But I'm going to stay here for just a second. Okay? Because sometimes on a subconscious level, there are things going on that we're just not aware of. Now, where do you feel like that the block is? Do you feel like, do you know where this is? Do you know what's going on?
No, I'm trying to do everything I can possibly think of. I tap, I meditate.
Right. So, okay, let's look at what kind of jobs are you looking at. Are you focused on just one particular area, or are you open to anything?
I try to do jobs that I know I can do. I don't apply for things that I'm not qualified for, of course.
Okay.
I have changed things a little bit and done things which I've liked, so I'm open to that, but I'm just not seeing anything.
Okay. What I feel like it's here is you're putting everything in one box. Are you following what I'm saying? I feel like that this is a problem here. It's everything's in one box. It's like my spirit guide is showing me a whole bunch of applications all in one box. It's like one particular area. It's like you're always focusing on what you can do, and you're afraid to stretch your wings. And I feel like the spirit wants you to stretch here. You know, the show's going to be on stretching if we ever get to that topic. But it's going to be about – it's supposed to be on stretching today. And so I feel like that's what spirit wants you to do. So what I would like for you to do, and what Spirit wants you to do, is broaden your applications a little bit, okay? Don't say that you can't do it or you're not qualified, because there is nothing that you're not qualified for, because the Spirit within you can give you any ability that you need. You know what I'm saying? So what Spirit wants you to do is get out of that box. Get out of the box of saying, okay, this is what I'm qualified to do, and I can't do anything else because this is what I'm qualified to do. And so, because I think that Spirit wants you to broaden your horizon a little bit here, so I would try that. You know, again, it's up to you. But I feel like the Spirit's really wanting you to, you know, to go back to some of those things that maybe popped into your path and you just brushed them off and said, well, I'm not really qualified to do that. You know, and you might want to look at those things again, okay? Because I just feel like the Spirit's wanting you outside of this box.
Could Spirit give me a kind of a clue of what direction? Because I just know that people aren't hired here unless they have like 5 years experience.
Yeah, and again, we got to get you out of that too. because
that's the reality. That's the fact I'm running into. It's like, do you have experience?
Yeah.
No. Well, sorry. You know.
Yeah. But Spirit can open amazing doors. And I've ran across that too. And sometimes what I've ran across is what's funny. Sometimes I've ran across that I'm overqualified. I don't know how you can be overqualified, but I find that funny. Okay, but I don't know how you can be overqualified. But the one thing I would do is just have Spirit open those doors for you. But you know, I definitely I don't have a direction to give you. I don't have that from Spirit. But
yeah, well, I've asked for them to show me a direction, show me a person, something, and again, nothing's happening.
Yeah, and the one thing that I will tell you is continue to ask, because one thing I keep seeing here. I'm seeing at the end of September something opening here for you. I would say by October you're working. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb because I just saw a door open. Okay, I don't know what direction, but I'm going to go out on a limb because I just saw this and I got everything telling me that this is right. So I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm willing to trust this. And I'm going to say that by the end of September you're offered a job. I don't know exactly doing what. But there's a job offer that comes to you at the end of this month, and that by the 1st of October or that first week in October, anyhow, you're working. I got everything inside of me that's showing me this.
Okay.
This just happened. This is I just saw this open. It's like I saw an angel with a doorknob, and they just opened this door as we were talking. And I got every tingle sensation, everything that's telling me that this is right. So I'm stepping out on this, okay? Please let
Great.
Me know when this happens, all right?
I will do that.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Hang in there.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. You know, yeah, and when you've been looking for work for a long time, it gets frustrating. You know, nobody likes to hear, no, we're not hiring, no, and the one thing that, like I said, I find it hilarious. Maybe somebody could explain this to me because I don't understand it. You know, I go to jobs and they say I'm overqualified. I don't get that. I don't know how you can be overqualified. I don't know. But that's life. So, but, you know, Spirit takes care of us, right? Yeah. All right. I don't know if we're ever going to get to the subject matter. We're running out of time, but that's all right. Jackie, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am super, I think. So go ahead.
Good. Good. I just want to know what Spirit has to tell me about my family and my job.
Okay. Could you say your name, your first name, please, out loud?
My name is Jacqueline.
Okay, Jacqueline. Thank you. Okay, Jacqueline, when I'm tapping into your energy, why would my chest start tightening up? Are you stressed out a little bit right now?
Yeah, I've been through enough.
Okay, yeah, because as soon as I started talking to you, my chest just got really tight. You know, it's just like, you know, like you want to throw something across the room at times. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I could have been there.
Because it's okay. Let's be honest with each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I've been there. I've wanted to throw stuff across the room before. I'm sure people,
mm-hmm.
other people, probably listening to us, probably been there. Might even want to be there right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know, because it piles up, you know, and I feel like all this stuff is just piled on top of you right now. But I got good news for you, okay?
Yeah.
So I got some awesome news for you, actually. Your financial situation definitely improving. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to say in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to say by
in 2 weeks. I go back to work tomorrow.
I'm going to say by mid September, there is something that is coming into your path. That is going to be amazing. You know, I don't see you winning the lottery. I don't see that. But I do feel – that would be good news. But I don't see that. But I do feel like that there is some, you know, some financial change in a positive direction here. You need positive change in your finances. And I always want to be clear on that because sometimes I'll say, you know, I see changes in your finances and immediately people think that's a bad thing. You know, I don't know why, but I definitely see positive changes. Coming now. You did ask about love life. Is that correct?
Cause I no, about my lost. Family and my
oh,
kids.
Oh, okay. Your family. Okay. Has there been like a strain? Feels like for a while between you and like your brother or your sister or somebody like that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This feels like it's happened when there was like a passing or something. Somebody passed.
Yeah, my mother died.
Okay, and then there was this stress on the relationships after that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because your mother's coming through. I'm going to recognize her at this moment.
Okay.
I'm going to recognize her at this moment because I feel like a breath behind me and a lot of heat. She doesn't like this. She doesn't like this at all. Does that make sense to you? That she wouldn't want this.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying it's totally ridiculous. She's telling me that your brother needs to calm down and grow up. Does that make any sense? Hey, I'm just repeating what she's saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay. Yeah. She's saying that he's acting like a little baby right now, trying to have his way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. She's working really hard to get this repaired. You know, will you guys ever have a really close relationship? I don't see that. I'm hoping for that, but I'm not seeing that right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like the things will calm down. Is there an estate or something that is trying to be sold or has been sold? Why would I see, like, okay.
What did you see?
I saw, like, a house. Is there a house for sale?
Yeah, there's about three of them my brother's trying to sell.
Okay. All right. All right. Is the family home one of those, like where your mother lived?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. She's saying that house is not selling.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said for you to stop stressing about it. She's not letting that thing sell. Okay. So is this where the fight is around that house?
No. There was another one that my sister cooked for my mother and...
Yeah,
and, you know, there's stepbrothers and stepsisters. And,
yeah, you're gonna get. She's telling me that you're gonna get back. Okay, please listen very carefully what she wants to tell you. Okay, she's telling me that you're gonna get back everything that was stolen from you.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means or any of that, but I think you know what that means. And so that's what she's telling me. She's working on that. Okay, so you just need to hand this over to your angels. Hand this over to your mama. She says she got you. You know, that's what she's telling me. She's funny. Does she always laugh? Because I feel, like, very joyful around her. Maybe not towards the end of her life, but, you know, before she got sick or whatever. Does that make any sense to you? Because she's just like a bubbly kind of person to me.
Yeah, my mother was a sweet woman.
Yeah,
Everybody liked her.
She was just like a light. You know, she was like, when she walked into a room, she's like, well, who couldn't like not like me? That's what she told me. She's like, what? There's people that didn't like me? You know, because she was the kind of person that just gave and gave and gave and gave. And you're like that. But she says that you need to be careful because she says that your heart is hardening a little bit. She understands that you're mad, but she doesn't want your heart to get hardened. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. She said, really watch that. Yeah, so watch that. I appreciate you. Hopefully I've helped you. But you know, that house where she lives, don't worry about that. She's not letting that house sell. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That house is not going anywhere. It's supposed to be in the family. She doesn't want that to sell to anybody outside. She wants somebody to live in there. I feel like that, you know, sooner or later you'll be there. But I don't know if that's what you want, but I feel
that's
like
what that's what I want. That's
okay,
what I want.
Yeah.
There's enough to go around.
That house
is not an income-producing property.
Yeah,
that house is my mother and father's house. It was close to me and my children.
Yeah. Yeah, she's telling me that you're going to be there. Don't worry about it. You're going to move in there. So, okay, hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right, hang in there, okay?
I will. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, that house is yours. You know, I just keep manifesting that. I just keep praying about that. But it's funny. I see your mom. I see your mom in spirit. This is just funny. I wish you guys could see what I see. And I just saw like this huge, I just saw like a skillet. I just saw like a skillet. And she says, somebody needs to wake these people up. I don't know if she was like that, but, you know, she's saying, you know, somebody needs to wake these people up a little bit. And so it's just funny. So like, you know, that house is yours, so just stand on that, okay? Okay, hold on. I am confused here. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Kay, I think. I don't know. Let's say hi, Kay. Hi,
Michael. This is Kay. That is correct.
All right. Okay. Because I just have a whole bunch of stuff written underneath your name, and I was trying to make sense out of it. Sometimes I can't make sense out of stuff. But how can I help you today?
I want you to see what you see about my love life.
Okay. All right. Let me. Just give me a give me a minute here. I've got to take a drink.
Got more time than money.
Okay, hold on. All right. Hold on for a minute. All right. Are you seeing somebody right now?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Because I'm seeing, like, somebody you're interested in, but you're afraid to step out.
They are afraid to step out.
Okay, what was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You said they're afraid to step out. Is that right?
No, I feel like that you're afraid to step out.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're not. Okay.
No.
But you're ready. But somebody, it could be them. I've been reading for a little bit. I could be getting a little bit tired here.
That's okay.
No problem. I'm gonna go back. Hold on, because I keep hearing you.
Sure, take your time.
Yeah, I keep hearing you. Let me see. But you know, the one thing I would tell you, I do feel like that this is a good relationship, though. I feel like that he will step out. You know, I feel like that this is gonna take some time. It's gonna take some work. You know, because he's a little gun shy. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, because, it does.
Okay, because it feels like he gets so close to you, and then he backs off. He almost, like,
That's
runs
correct.
Away. Okay. It's like he'll take, like, 2 steps towards you and then go back 3 miles.
Right.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense in this?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Because it was funny because, this is where I wish everybody could see what's in my head when I see these things. Because I saw this guy, and I saw him putting on jogging shoes. He wants to run away. But his heart, I will tell you, wants to stay. You know, his heart really loves you and cares about you, but he's definitely gun-shy. I will tell you, I wouldn't see this really working into a serious relationship. I'm going to just step out here. I wouldn't see it until next year. You know, if you want to put up with this, you know, going back and forth thing that he's doing, you know, that's totally up to you. But I will tell you that it would settle down in 2014. But it's going to be this rocky road thing for a while here.
Right. You know what? It's distrust. You know.
Yeah.
Through abuse and other relationships. You know.
Yeah. He's just really gun shy. And the problem that he's doing here, I'm going to just tell you what I'm seeing here, is he's comparing you. This is what happens a lot of times when we're in past relationships. I've seen it too many times. And what's happening here is he's comparing you to women that hurt him. And you're not those
That's
women.
Right.
Yeah, you're not those people. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I'll tell you, you know, if he keeps running away from you, sooner or later you're going to walk on this. And then he's going to lose out. Yeah, he's going to lose out, and because you're an awesome person, and it will be his loss, and I don't want to see that for him, because I really feel like that you guys could, you know, work this out. Your free will, you know, I would give this some time. I definitely feel like that spring of next year, you should see some improvement. You know, if you don't see an improvement by, you know, next year around May or something, then you're probably going to really have to consider, you know, is this worth it? But
I'm going to tell you, I won't be around in May if he hasn't stepped forward. Okay,
yeah,
I probably would be gone before May.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
know.
Saying.
I mean, I'm not ready to give up the ship now, even though
right.
the way he talks sometimes. I feel like if I'm not the kind of girl that falls for every guy. When I meet somebody, they give me that pitter-patter of the heart, and then I have to learn about them. Well, I really care the world about them. So I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere right now and hoping that he'll step forward. You know, I keep praying and ask God to help me with that, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. God will help you with that. You know, I wouldn't put up the surrender flag yet. I would hold on at least until the end of the year, you know, wait until about December, you know, if things are not better, you know, then you might want to say, okay, you know, what's happening here? But you know, give it till December, okay?
I will do that. And you right. saying that, Michael, means a lot. You're a great reader. I just love to all listen right. to you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have an awesome day, okay?
You too. Happy holiday. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Everybody, hold on. I don't know if I'm going to take any more calls. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. If you're on my switchboard, please don't hang up. All right. All right. Donna, I have a note that says that you want to talk to me, but I don't see a thing beside your thing. If you want to talk to me, Donna, please push your 1 on your phone, and that way it will light up, because I'm a little confused here. All right. If you want to talk to me. All right. I'm waiting because I'm a full body channel and I keep getting poked, and I think that Steven wants the channel here, so which might be a little bit of a challenge for me since my dog is breathing right beside me, but we're going to see if we can get through here. Okay. All right. I'm going to welcome Steven to the program at the moment. Steven is my spirit guide. He's been with me ever since I was born. So awesome, buddy. And so I'm going to welcome. Okay, he just told me no. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to take that back. He just told me no. We're not going to do that right now. Let's go ahead and talk to, I'm lost. I don't see Don written here. So, Carol, hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, I've been having odd dreams, like getting all different things, emotions and about my family and so forth. And I'm just wondering, is this just my way of working through things, or am I just having dreams and it doesn't really mean anything?
Yeah. No, yeah. It means a lot right now, actually.
Yeah,
this is definitely you working through some of your own personal issues, where it relates to your family, things like that. And this is where spirit works with us a lot of times in our dreams. First of all, it's a safe place. I mean, it's a safe zone for us. We don't have those defenses because we're asleep, So during the daytime, spirit brings up stuff. We're going to go, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to face that, and we just pass it, I'll deal with that later, and later never comes. Okay. So in our dream world is where spirit's really working with us. And I would say this to everybody. Pay attention to your dreams, because the more as we go into the next few months here, as we get ready to go out of this year, our dream life is going to just pick up like crazy. And so pay attention to your dreams. But, yeah, they're definitely working through your emotional stuff right now in your dream life. So pay attention to that. Really focus on who's popping up here, if like a mother or father, brother, sister, who's popping up the most. And in your dreams. And so if your mother's popping up a lot, then that's probably where your focus needs to be right now. They're trying to show you, or anything that represents mother. So this might be where they're looking. So I'm just saying that. I don't know if that's what's going on in your dream. I'm just using that as an example. But, just pay attention to your dreams, okay? But there's a reason why I kept saying mother, so you might want to focus on that, because there is a reason why I kept saying that. So you might want to look at that relationship and see if something's popping up there. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Cause there's a reason I kept focusing on that. I said mother a lot there. Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Steven does want to talk now. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second and welcome Steven to the program. Greetings, my friends. I come to you today on this Labor Day to talk to you about work, about spiritual work, to open up to what you should be doing. And a lot of you wonder, that you go, Stephen, what am I supposed to be doing? What am I here for? That is for you to find out through your spirit guide. It is not my job to tell you all the answers, not my job to tell you everything that you need to do. What fun would that be if I laid out a map to you and say, okay, you do this, you do that, you do that. That would not be fun, would it? That would be very boring. But everybody wants things too easy. But it is easy as long as you trust the spirit within you. The journey is very important for you to go on. It is not something that you should be afraid of. All of you have work to do. All of you have work to do on yourself, have to work on others as well. But you cannot help others until you help yourself, until you see what you need to work on. It is very easy for us to point out things that other people need to work on. But when we look at ourselves, when we look inside, it is sometimes harder for us to say, I need to work on this. I need to work on my emotions. I need to work on my spiritual growth. I need to work on meditation. I need to do this. But also, the one thing I want to say to you is that, do you need to do anything? And what I mean by that is just to be, to exist. In existing, in just being, you grow. In being, you stretch. It is very important for you to stretch, to be flexible. A lot of you are too narrow, too focused on one thing, saying this is how it's always been, this is how it always will be, and I can only work with this program. But the question that I have for you, my friends, is that program working for you? Or is it manifesting what you want to bring into your life? For work, out of work should come results, should it not? This is what I'm asking you. So if you are working right now on your spiritual growth and you see no growth, no progress here, then maybe what you are doing isn't working correctly. It is like a lot of places, a lot of factories, if they are not producing the product the correct way, then they go back to the drawing board and they said, okay, let's draw something different. Let's try to think something different. Let's try to think outside the box here. For it is not working. We are not producing what we are working on. So we have to go back and look at that. And that is like with you on your journey. If what you are doing right now is not producing the result that you want, then maybe it is time to reprogram the thing that you need to reprogram to get you the result that you want. Does that make sense to you? I hope. Sometimes I know, sometimes it feels like I talk in riddles, but I try not to talk in riddles, but I know that sometimes it comes across that way. But the one thing I will tell you is that it is very important for you to understand this. Because as you work towards your goal, and this is what we all do, we all work towards a goal. We all have goals. And if you do not have a goal, then you need to get a goal. How can you work towards something if you don't put something out there? And what I mean by that is that you need to manifest what you want. A lot of you have given up. A lot of you have stopped dreaming. The one thing that I have seen on your planet for a while now is people losing hope, people not dreaming. Little kids not having dreams anymore, and because they do not think that there is hope. This is a scary thing to see. Because there is always hope. There is always something better. It's, you have to reach for it. You have to vision something better to get something better. You cannot expect us to just drop something in your lap and say, here is the better. You have to visualize it. You have to draw it to you. You've got to ask for it. We are just not going to drop things in your lap and say, here they are. We want you to work towards your spiritual growth. It is a process. It is just not an instant thing. There is no such thing called instant spirituality. It's a learning experience, and one that you have been on ever since you took a breath in the form that you call yourself. It has been a process from that very beginning. It has been a process for that with Michael. From the very beginning. Because what you have been doing here is learning lessons. What you need to do is learn the lessons so you will not repeat the lessons. A lot of you are like little tops. You spin around and spin around and you go nowhere. It is time for you to go somewhere. It is time for you to stop spinning and to go forward. You cannot go forward if you're spinning around in circles. Try it. It's just impossible. I am not upset with you. I am just telling you a fact. You cannot go forward if you're spinning around in circles. But what I will tell you is that you need to go forward. You need to not go any other way except forward. It is like a lot of you take steps forward, but then something scares you. You think that you don't deserve happiness. You don't deserve love. You don't deserve success. But what else do you deserve besides these? You do deserve all these things and more than this. This is what I tell you. You have limited us for too long now because you say that you don't deserve these things. But you do. You deserve more than these things that I have just mentioned. And that's what we want to do. We want to bless you over and over and over abundantly. But you do not allow us to do so. And then you get mad at us and you say that you are not blessing me. Well, you do not allow us to do this. And how you do not allow us to do this is by saying that I do not deserve this. Stop saying that. Stop saying, I do not deserve this, and start saying, I do deserve this and more. And once you do this, once you get this into you, once you plant this program in you, then you are going to see the results that you want to see, for you are going to have to reprogram your brain. Your brain has been programmed to not move you forward. To keep you stuck, to keep you going around in a circle. But it is time for you to work on this and to make things different, to get the result that you want to see, my friend. Get out of the fear. There is nothing to fear except fear itself. The one thing that I will tell you is your brain wants to keep you in a place of fear because in doing so, it keeps you in a place of stuck. It keeps you in a box. Who serves who here? Is the question you need to ask yourself. Are you in charge or is your brain in charge? Is the spirit within you in charge or is your brain in charge? Is your humanity part in charge or is the spiritual part in charge? This has been a battle for forever. I say, it has always been this fight inside. It is like the human you and then the spiritual you. There has always been a battle here. But the battle is coming to an end. And it is going to be awesome for you to step into what I see you stepping into. But you got to stop spinning around in circles. Break the cycles and move forward. I leave you at this moment and return you to Michael. But I have enjoyed talking to you, and I hope that you got something out of my conversation with you today. I wish you a happy holiday and many blessings into your life. Namaste, my friend. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you coming forward and talking to us today. Let's go ahead and get I'm about running out of time. Let's get 646 on air. Hi. Hi, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi, really quick. We're about out of time. How can I help?
I just have a question regarding my home. I just wanted to find out if I will be forced out of my house anytime soon.
No. I don't see that. I understand that you're worried about this. I understand that there are things being said, but I don't see you out of your home. I would be really shocked if you called me and told me that. I don't see it. I'll tell you as a reader, I don't see it at all. Let's keep not seeing that. Let's not see you losing your home, okay?
Okay.
I know that it's scary. I know that it is scary right now, and I know that it's really easy for you to get into that place of fear. But let's not go there, okay? Let's manifest you staying in your home. Okay, this has been your home for a while. Let's see you stay in there, okay? Because I don't think you want to move. I don't think that you want this to happen. And so let's not see it happening, okay?
Okay, and one real quick question.
Really quick.
There's a girl staying with me. I just wanted to find out if she's a loyal person for me to continue having her stay here in my home until she get herself on her feet.
Yeah, I would see her staying there at least through these next few months here. I would see her still being there until about November, and then I feel like that she'll be departing there. But I would see you guys together at least till November. Okay.
Okay. She is loyal. Okay.
Yeah. She's okay. Yeah. She's somebody you can trust. All right.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. And we're done. Phone lines are closed, and we're done for today. I appreciate everybody listening. You guys are awesome. All I can say is awesome. And I say that a lot. But I mean it. You should know me by now. I don't say anything I don't mean. You know, if you've been listening to my show at any length of time, you know, I'm the kind of guy that's going to just tell you the way it is and let the chips lay wherever they land. And, you know, but I try to do it in a love and light. And I try to work in that place. You know, I don't get it right every single moment of my life, but I try. And that's all we got to do. We got to keep on trying. You know, it's when we stop trying is when we give up, and we don't give up, right? We don't give up. Our better days are ahead. We need to get give up out of our vocabulary. You know, there's no white flags above our doors. No white flags that I'm going to put up. We don't surrender. We keep on moving forward. We stop spinning around in circles. And we move forward. You know, I heard what Steven said. A lot of times I don't hear him, but I did hear a little bit of his conversation today, and I heard him say that. And I agree with him. You know, that's what's wrong. We've been spinning around circles, going around and around, and then we wonder why we're dizzy. I dare you right now to, when this show goes off, I dare you to stand up and start spinning around circles and not get dizzy. You're going to get dizzy. How many of you are tired of being dizzy? How many of you are tired of the same old, going around in circles, facing the same old things, dealing with the same old stuff, getting the same old results? I'm sick of it. I'm fed up to here and beyond. I hate seeing it for you. I hate seeing it for me. I hate seeing it for our planet. Let's get it working forward. Forward progress. We're stepping back too much. We take a step forward, and then we take, as humanity, we take steps forward towards spirituality, then we take gigantic leaps backwards. Let's stop leaping backwards and let's stay forward. I'm just saying. Here, go with me over to www.insightswithmichael.com really quick. Really, really quick. Because we're about out of time. Go to www.insightswithmichael.com. Please. I must have been a drill sergeant in a past life because I just bark orders. I don't mean to, guys. I really don't. So I'm sorry if it seems like that, but I try not to do that. Click on where it says Spiritual Talk Radio, that little gold button, the very first one, Spiritual Talk Radio. Go over there with me, please. See, I'm getting better. I said please this time. I really like this site, but, you know, of course I built it, so of course I'm going to say that. Man, I got some really cool people coming up. Look at them. They're awesome. Look at their pictures. They're awesome people. Awesome energies. Look at them. Aaron, you're going to be with me when? Tomorrow, looks like, 1 p.m. Central. Aaron's been here before. He's from the U.K. Awesome young guy. Awesome reader. Every time he's on here, he blows me away. I'm telling you. Awesome. John Tursky, same thing. Awesome. I say that about all my guests. They're awesome. They wouldn't be here otherwise. They're awesome. John Tursky, you know, I one of these days I want to meet that guy. I really feel like that there's something special about him. He's going to be with me on the 4th at 5 p.m., looks like. And then Camilla, hopefully I said her name right. She's going to be with me on Thursday at 5 p.m. And so that's what's coming up. Awesome. You know, these are really, you know, I try to bring you, honestly, I try to bring you the best. And I believe that they are. So far, I haven't had a guest on here yet that I didn't think that something wonderful came out of that. You know, so I'm just saying. So, you know, sometimes, you know, not everybody reads the same way, and that's what I like. I don't want carbon copy me. I don't want carbon copy Aaron, and I don't want carbon copy John's or Camilla's. I want originality. I want you. Do you know that there's only one you? Really, put your hand on your chest right now. Come on. Put your hand on your chest. Come on. Don't be shy. Put your hand on your chest, your right hand. Tap on there and say, you know what? I'm an original. Say it. Come on. I'm an original. You're not a copy of somebody. You're an original. There is never going to be another you. Now, you might come back in a different form. I don't know that. But I'm just saying there's never going to be another you. There's never going to be another Michael. There's only one Michael. This form that I call Michael is Michael's form. There's never going to be another person that looks like me. And there's never going to be another person like you. Now, your spirit, your soul might come back in somebody else. That might be true, but you're going to be in a different body. You're never going to have the same body. It's going to go away. But your spirit continues on. And that's what's important. Join me tomorrow when I have Aaron on with me, 1 p.m. tomorrow. Don't miss him. You'll be disappointed if you do, guys. I'm telling you, he's awesome. He's growing and growing and growing and growing. And so are all of us, all right? I'm about out of time. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my family. If you would like to set up a reading with me, go to www.insightswithmichael.com. They're half off right now, and I'm going to reinstate. If you get a reading with me this week, I will donate $10 of that towards that little boy that has to have another open heart surgery, okay? So continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for all the requests that I said earlier. All right, we're about out of time. The lady keeps telling me, you know, 60 seconds, all this stuff, so I better shut up. You be you. I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you, Rose, for your help. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. God bless you, and God bless our planet. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening, and let's go ahead and close out with the song. Bye-bye, guys.